Signals for a Yaunt. Afore the 1890s, naebody had the graith or ken for to hame in on signals and soons in the air. The telegraph existed, in course, but lippin' on wires and cables in the grun or alang poles. The telephone, Greek for to hear fae afore, was the first breakthrough, though lippin' on wires and a'. But sign, in the 1890s, the first wireless graith was up market. Both Nikola Tesla and Guglielmo Marconi and Lord Kelvin Forby tried pratics with wireless radio at the start of the 1900s. They deluged that it should be possible for to send out signals to other worlds. When in horns with our pratics, they started to pick up soons, thoch to be signals, coming for the planet Mars. But nowadays we ken that many natural cheels can put out signals. Nonetheless, the idea was born that radio signals micht be a way to contact ony other life. A puckle astrologues tried this over the years, but the first modern pratic was attempted by Frank Drake in 1960 at the University of Cornell in the USA. In Southron, this is cried the Search for Extraterrestrial Intelligence, or SETI for its abbreviate. Aiblins, the most well-kent instance of this search to date, is for 15th August 1977, when the SETI project at Ohio State, USA, received an undemus strang signal that was weel abin ony background noise. Appearingly, the signal that lasted the hale 72 seconds that the lang scout was there to at it, came for some way among the stars of Sagittarius. Jerry Emmon, the project member that first seen the print out of the signal, was that taken aback that he wrote the word "wow" in red alongside it. So to this day, it is kent as the "wow" signal. In 2017, the idea that it micht have come for the stour gathered about twa comets was dismissed by astrologues. And in 2020, the part-time astrologue Alberto Caballero threepit that the signal likely had its original about a starn cried twa mass that sits recht in Sagittarius some 1,800 year awa. This is grounded on Caballero's work tracking signals back through the use of 3D starnkerts. To this day, naebody can account for the wow signal, and Caballero's work offers the most likely quittance of it. It micht come as a clearance to folk that there nae official state project in ony of the kintres of their isles, either in England, Ireland, Scotland or Wales, that has funded for to search for life ayont this world. Instead, there are wheen speerers, steedit and sindry institutes and universities, that works together on projects, and often in their ain time. A puckle Scots came together as Scotland's SETI group for 1999, spending time on their own computers and seeing on data to the University of Berkeley in the USA. In the summer of 2013, wheen academics and astrologues forgather at the University of St Andrews and pit for ideas for a SETI programme for their islands that was cried UK SETI Research Network, or UKSRW. Among them was Martin Dominic at St Andrews, with his interest in the use of SETI ayont our ain galaxy, and the Scot Duncan Forgan at the University of Edinburgh anent detecting signals af utros through their deluged use of graith that micht draw poor af a neighbouring starn. Dr Forgan, new at St Andrews, heeds the Centre for Exoplanet Science and works along with the SETI Institute at Mountain View, California, USA. In 2021, the team in Scotland updated the RIO scale years before raking through signals. The RIO scale, established in 2001, rates signals gone by how likely they are to come from either lang heeded life, rather nor natural noise gist, and runs fae nocht, no haen ony likely heed, up to 10, a by-ordner signal. The hope is that someday, no far aff, the real scale mecht ertas to the real Mackay.